What's up, everyone? It's Matt Prince here. This is the Matt Prince Podcast. Welcome back for another episode. Today's topic is this: hippies and ice baths. All right, so there's this crazy Dutchman that I've been following for a long time, probably a couple of years now. One of my mates introduced me to him a few years ago, and I was sort of taken back by him. I'm like, what the fuck is, who is this guy? What's he about? What's he doing? Is what he's doing like legit? Does it actually work? And I tried it a few times and it was really, really interesting. Got some interesting results. I have another mate, Bellman, who he's just hooked on it, like loves this guy and swears by this man. And this guy's name's Wim Hof, all right? He's a crazy Dutchman who loves basically fucking freezing himself, right? He's absolutely nuts. And he's got, I think he said yesterday, he has 26 world records in different things around the world. Like, one of the things he's done is climbed Mount Everest in shorts. He climbed Mount Kilimanjaro in 2 days in shorts. And for these places, they're freezing cold. Like, it's completely snowing all the time, and he doesn't feel it because of the way he's wired. He trains himself to be mentally in the zone and be able to adapt to these conditions. He's run a marathon across the desert. I believe he's run a marathon across like Antarctica or the ice somewhere as well. He's incredible. That's off no training as well, by the way. He's not a runner. So he's an absolutely incredible human being. But he had a seminar in Melbourne yesterday, and it was like it was meant to be about a 6-hour seminar. And I got in there, and like I've been to a lot of seminars in the past, and there are certain people who are seminar junkies, right? The typical seminar junkies. And you think like Tony Robbins is, I'm a big fan of Tony Robbins, but some of the Tony Robbins followers, some of them are completely bonkers. Like, they just love Tony Robbins. They'll spend every dollar they have and just listen to Tony Robbins all the time because it makes them feel good, right? There's a lot of people that are the same with Wim Hof. There's a lot of people the same with the guys at Wake Up Warrior. There's people who just get so into it that it's kind of confronting, right? So I roll in, I'm doing my thing, and we've got to get it taken a yoga mat and wear comfortable clothes and stuff like that. And I roll out my yoga mat, and there's two guys sitting next to me, one each side. Like, there was it actually started with a couple. There was a girl and a guy there who were talking about, like, to another person, talking about how they seen this guy Josh at Tony Robbins and all this sort of stuff. Like, I'm like, oh fuck, it's this kind of crowd. And then this guy next to me comes in, he's got like his head's shaved around the sides and the front, but then he's got this like top, it's almost like an afro, like Sideshow Bob's afro in like orange curls. He's got that sticking out the back of his hair. It's kind of like a man bun / Sideshow Bob haircut. And he's wearing, like, it's bright red, like bright red hair, not dyed. Like, he was a redhead guy, and he had a tie-dye t-shirt on. He had like these hippie pants on, and he had it was like sandals made from rope, and he was drinking out of his metal bottle, and like, he was all about the environment. He was telling me how his first Wim Hof experience was in Ubud in Bali, and I was like, all right, this guy's a different cat. Like, this guy, he's not my kind of guy. And then I started to get into the Wim Hof event and started to do it, and I was like, this is fucking incredible, right? We're going through this breathing stuff. We're going through the science behind the breathing stuff, and a lot of it comes back to the alkalinity in the blood and the alkalinity in the body, and like the oxygen content in the body, which causes the alkalinity to go up. And they were talking about this stuff, and I've been talking about this shit for years, right? And you get people shutting it down. Like, my main diet that I've researched is the alkaline diet. And I just, like, I'm not someone who follows anything 100%. I think that's crazy. But there's a lot of good things you can take from certain things. Like, I think if you look at all the fad diets that are out there, all of them taken to the extreme of fucking stupid, the craziness, right? But like the alkaline diet, I find it's a base of a lot of veggies, a lot of greens, a lot of high nutrient based foods, like really nutrient dense foods, low calorie but high nutrients, like, you know, things that are just good for you, things that change your body and make you feel good. Things like broccoli, like, you know, lemon's super high in alkaline. So putting lemon in your water, which everyone who hates the alkaline diet still talks about putting lemon in their water, and like, like pink Himalayan sea salt, stuff like that. Like, that's all very, it helps the alkalinity in your body. It just helps you like be healthier, right? And so I'm not here to talk about the alkaline diet, but they were talking about the breathing that Wim Hof does, the certain style of breathing. And essentially it's sort of something, it sounds like this. I was like, so it's like a big breath in, you inhale fully and then exhale about 70% out. It's this kind of breathing that makes you a little bit dizzy, right? Now I'm doing that as I drive, but I'm parked at a stop sign right now, so that's why I did five breaths. You're not meant to do it when you're driving, he said that, and I nearly forgot about it. But you start to go dizzy and you start to, like, you do his kind of breathing, his style of breathing, and you start to go a little bit lightheaded. You start to feel a little bit tingly. You might see a few colors in your eyes and stuff like that, especially a few rounds in. And what you do at the end of it, you do what's called a retention, where you hold your breath and it basically just stays in your body for however long you can handle. And mine were about, I did some this morning, they were about a minute and a half, minute 40. And my first one was 30 something seconds. Like, it wasn't that impressive. But what it does, it holds the oxygen in your body. So you've got more oxygen in your body than carbon dioxide, with like CO2, if you're thinking about the, O2 and CO2, so carbon dioxide. Basically, when that happens, it raises the alkalinity in your body because there's more oxygen in your body, which makes sense. So to me, when he was talking about it like this, I was just thinking back to the alkaline diet side of things. I was like, that makes so much sense. It just makes a lot of sense to me. So I started to change my mindset on these hippies that were around me. I was like, maybe they're onto something. Like, maybe they're just so into this stuff that it's changed them and made them happier, healthier, and stronger people, and made them, like, I suppose it's what we're all sort of aiming for. So, like, even these hippie people that I was sort of like a bit standoffish with because of their spirituality, in the end, that's what I want to get to as well. I'd love to be that connected and that carefree, I suppose, in the world. So it's just really interesting. Like, I know I've jumped a little bit already in this short podcast, but when you start to look at these groups and these congregations of people and these mentors and these coaches and these spiritual leaders, like guys like Wim Hof, guys like Tony Robbins, guys like Garrett J. White, who's Wake Up Warriors guy, guys like, in any aspect, like all these like gurus and the head of the game, they're going to have people that are at the extreme, and they may trigger the fuck out of you. And they do. They do still trigger for me. But what I'm seeing, the more I get around them, is they're just that into it. They're just so passionate about it. And it's no different to me with the shit I'm passionate about, right? You put me in a room and get me start talking about, like, how the body is the fastest path to, like, creating power in the mind and, like, creating confidence and self-worth and all this sort of stuff. I can talk your ear off forever, right? And I'd sound like a complete fruit loop, and people get threatened by it, and people will probably, like, judge me for it too. And that's cool. I'm okay with that. Just as these hippies are okay with being weird, looking like taking big breaths like I was doing just before, right? Now, so getting back to the point, right? We're at this seminar, we're going through this breathing. So Wim Hof's known for this ice like pools, like ice plunging. We're sitting there and we finished the breathing. We had a break and Bowman was there with me. He's the one who encouraged me to go with him. And I learned heaps, did the breathing, got a good experience out of that, did probably like 7 or 8 rounds of these breathing patterns, and I felt completely like on top of the world at the end of it. I was like fired up, completely awake, completely alert, just feeling really good, right? And it got to the break, and after the break, they were going through the ice bath stuff, and I've done ice baths before, like, ice plunges. I fucking suck at them still. I hate them. They still hurt. But I was like, all right, cool, we're going to do this ice bath. I'd already prepared to do it. And the UFC was on, right? Ortega and Max Holloway were fighting. And I was like, Bellman wanted to watch it. I wanted to watch it. I basically didn't really. I wasn't so keen on the ice bath. Like, it wasn't the only reason I was there. Bellman ice baths all the time, so he didn't really care either. So we shot off. We ran from Docklands to Crown to basically catch the last two fights, the girls fighting and then the guys fighting. So I ran about a K and a half in thongs, which was interesting. I haven't ran for a long time, let alone in thongs, which made it even tougher. But I survived. I got there. So we had a couple of beers and watched the fights and then walked back. And then we went back to Maddie's house and had an ice bath, right? And in this ice bath, the reason we got into the ice bath, the reason, like, Wim Hof believes the ice bath's a good thing, not the only reason, but one of the reasons, there's a lot of other benefits as well, is we all live in this world that we're so, so comfortable, right? And you think about it, like, I've got a car, like, Intel's car in a Mercedes. It's basically got like a temperature control, like a dual temperature control for each side. So each passenger can have their own temperature. They can have it however hot they want. It's like, I have mine on low, so it's like 15, 16 degrees, so it's nice and cool. She has hers on like 25, 26, right? So we're living both in our comfort zone there. Okay, you think about that every time you get out of bed and it's a bit cold, you put the heater on, or if it's too hot, you put the aircon on and it cools you down, right? You think about, like, if you were to get a lift somewhere, you need to go to, let's say you're going into the city, so you can either catch a train or you can drive your nice car or you can get an Uber or you can get a taxi. You don't have to just like walk there and it doesn't take you days to get there. Like, it's not really that stressful to get anywhere, right? You think about clothes you wear, right? A lot of us, especially if you're listening to this podcast, you can afford clothes, and it's comfortable clothes, and you can afford good food, right? You can basically live however you choose to live, and it's very comfortable. So we're living in this world of comfort. And one of the ideas that I'm drawn to with the ice baths and the cold showers is purely the fact that it snaps me out of that get comfortable and stay comfortable mindset, right? Like, it's sort of that kick in the balls that I feel I need every now and again to remind myself that, hey, I am human. Hey, like, I can deal with stress and adversity, rather than just being always in this state of like comfort, right? A lot of people don't know how to deal with stress, and they get anxious and depressed because of the fact that their world isn't used to that. They're not used to those high stress situations. Now, I honestly believe that training is a good thing for this. Training teaches consistency and it teaches resilience, because what we do, one of the boys said it the other night, Gannon said it, he's like, a lot of people drop out of Royal Fitness, like on the guy's side, a lot of the time the reasons they drop out is because they say they're not motivated anymore. And Gannon put it in perfect words, he's like, it's because it's fucking hard. Like, what we do is hard. It's hard to always be up and about and trying to improve yourself and trying to improve your body, trying to get stronger, trying to get fitter, trying to transform, trying to get leaner, right? Most people just can't deal with that. And that's okay, but like, just know that the reason that a lot of people quit on things, quit on their body, quit on their diet, quit on their business ventures, quit on their mindset training, quit on their fucking whatever, everything, relationships, it's because it gets hard, right? So one of the ways to build resilience and build toughness is to put yourself in situations where you have to be resilient, and you have to be tough, and you have to adapt through some pain, right? Some uncomfortable feelings. So ice baths and cold showers do that. All right, now I suck at it, don't get me wrong, don't get this twisted. I jumped into Maddie's, he's got a freezer at his house and it's frozen, it's cold as fuck, like it's legitimately freezing cold. It's not like a cold bath where it's like, you know, lukewarm temperature, it's fucking freezing. It's a freezer. And it'd be 0 degrees, all right? So I get in there and I feel all my joints get aching, like, or everything that I've hurt at some point in my life just hurts. My skin's burning in there. I'm breathing. I'm feeling like I'm absolutely shivering uncontrollably. And I stay in for another 10 seconds after I get to that point. And it's still up to this point for me right now. Like, I was probably only in for 30 or 40 seconds, maybe a minute max. And it was shit. It felt so painful. But I get out of there and I know I've accomplished something. I got a bit of confidence because I got in there, right? Half of the battle, I'd say 90% of the battle for like a cold bath, or even for training for a lot of people for that matter, is getting there. Just pulling yourself out of that comfortable state, pulling yourself out of that comfortable house, pulling yourself out off that comfortable couch, and going to jump in that cold shower, that cold bath, that training center, right? Like, that's the hardest part sometimes, is just leaving that comfort to go out and do something that you know is going to be challenging for you. Right, so as I wrap this up, guys, I know I've jumped a lot. I know I'm excited. I know I sound pretty fired up about this. But I need you guys to think about a few things. The first question I have for you is: where in your life are you living too comfortably? Right. Now, part two to that: where in your life you're living too comfortably is part one. Think about that. Sorry, before I move into part two, think about that across your body, across your mind, in your relationships, in your business, your bank accounts, your career, whatever it is you do, in your fun. Where is it that you're living too comfortably and you need a bit of a kick up the ass to remind yourself that you are human and things can go sideways, and that sometimes like you will have things that you need to fix, right? Sometimes it will get uncomfortable, and that's okay. All right, part two to this. Once you've worked out where in your life you are sitting too comfortably, part two is very, very simple. What do you need to do today to remind yourself or put yourself in a state of uncomfortable or discomfort, put yourself in an uncomfortable position, scenario, whatever that is, to take your life to the next step, to build some toughness, to build some resilience, to build some grit to move forward with. All right, guys, that's all I've got for you guys today. I hope that helps out in some way. If you haven't been following me on Instagram or Facebook, you should, because I'm starting to upload a lot more stuff. I'm starting to put a lot more stuff out there. We're doing some things, really, really cool things in Royal Fitness. We're doing some really, really cool things early next year in the business coaching space. So stay tuned on that. If you are interested in either of those things, hit me up. Shoot me a message. I'll keep you in the loop on the early bird specials and things like that, and I'll keep you, basically you have first access to those things. So it's going to be really, really cool. I'm excited, I'm pumped up. I'm going to go train myself now, get in an uncomfortable position, and see if I can not get choked out, which should be really, really interesting. Anyway, talk to you all tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye.